This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 372, and today we're going to be talking about mindset, but just not mindset in general. The differences and how it's important about a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Carol Dweck, professor in Stanford, wrote a book after many years of research about the two different mindset that she sees in individuals, and specifically start out with children, but then into adults. And she broke them down into two categories, a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. Basically, the fixed mindset or ingrained basically thinks that their traits, their talents, their skills, they're born with, they cannot improve on them at all. And then the growth mindset thinks of it as they have abilities. There's always a process for improvement. Now we have parts of our lives, we have a fixed mindset. Most of us have a fixed mindset, and some of us have a growth mindset. We hold both of these mindsets depending on the topic or the subject in our life. So we can say, generally speaking, does a person have a more fixed mindset or a more growth mindset? Meaning, do they feel that where they are in life, that's it. They can't do much better. They don't have the skills. They don't have the talents. Or do they have a growth mindset and saying, hey, you know what? I can grow. I can learn things. An old dog does learn new tricks. But there's also different parts, you know, with relationships, with money, with our weight, with other things. We can have this fixed mindset. So we need to be able to discern the different topics of our life, and do we have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Because obviously a growth mindset is going to support human performance. It's going to support peak potential. It's going to support everything that we want to do in life. It's going to support us moving forward. So we can label ourselves. I would venture to say that if you're listening to this podcast, you're automatically going to label yourself as a growth mindset individual, which is most likely the case. But is it the case in every single part of it? So this fixed mindset would go back to that mental line of resistance. We start making progress. We get to a certain point, and then we start to stall. We start to make excuses. We start to not push ourselves any further. That would be where that fixed mindset shows up. So we have a growth mindset up until a certain point, and then when we hit that point, we flip over to a fixed mindset. So we have to be aware of when we're reaching this resistance, when we're starting to make excuses, when we're not being accountable and responsible for our results. And that's where a growth mindset person comes in. So as we approach this mental line of resistance, many of us tend to slowly move from a growth mindset to a fixed mindset. And we need to pay attention to our internal dialogue as we approach that. The key here is to practice, right? This is to practice a growth mindset in every part of it, right? Fixed mindsets, their brain is on high when they are receiving information about how well they are performing. So grades and test results are really important to a fixed mindset individual. A growth mindset individual, the brain is most excited when they were told how to improve, or the process is the focus, not the outcome. So the fixed mindset focuses on the outcome. The growth mindset focuses on the process, knowing that when they adhere to the process, the outcome will take care of itself. And it's a different shift, right? It's the same equation, A plus B equals C, but the fixed mindset is looking at C, where the growth mindset is looking at, hey, how can I work with A and B better? So when you start looking at your tasks, when you start looking at your day-to-day activities? Are you more excited by the result that you get, or are you more excited about actually the process and the growth that you experience by getting the result? Now, that result, fortunately or unfortunately, the result may not be what you want. And this is where you're going to be able to determine if you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. Let's just say you start, we'll just say you have an online business and you start doing some marketing, and your marketing doesn't pan out, and you look at the results. Well, that would be more of a fixed mindset if you feel bad about it. A growth mindset would say, hey, here's the process that I did. Maybe let me try to improve the process. And so they would look at what worked and what didn't work, and they would focus on the process more than the outcome, knowing that the outcome would take care of itself. This is kind of like the tortoise and the hare, right? The tortoise kind of knew that he was going to get there. He kept plodding along. He kept doing what he needed to do. And the hare just kept, it was a fixed mindset. The tortoise was a growth mindset. And so when you start look at these two behaviors, they focused on, the tortoise focused on what he could do in the process, and he eventually ended up winning the race. Another thing is handling setbacks or delays, right? So if you're trying to achieve, again, doing some online marketing and it doesn't work out, a person with a fixed mindset is going to struggle with this setback because it's going to hurt their belief in their ability to do it. Where the growth mindset is going to go, here's areas for me to improve. So they're going to look at it differently. It's going to be the same experience, right? And this is where it gets, every event has, the meaning of the event is the meaning we put into it. So if you have a fixed mindset, you have a specific event, you're going to look at the outcome. And if it's not what you wanted, you're going to be disenchanted. You're going to say that that outcome is a reflection of your ability. The growth mindset is going to go, I did what I could. Here's the result. Now let me see how I can go back and improve it and tweak it and do something different. The growth mindset is going to just use the result as feedback. And in NLP, we say there's no failure, just feedback. So the growth mindset is going to look at the result as feedback as to how well the process went. So the growth mindset is then going to go back to the process and figure out the process. In sports, this is important, right? You have a fixed mindset individual that is solely focused on winning the race. Yes, when we go into competition, the main goal is to win. But if we focus on that and that alone, the winning is a byproduct of the process. So when your technique is correct, you will get the win. And what many athletes do is they focus on the win and they forget about their technique. The growth mindset athlete will focus on their technique, will focus on the process, knowing that when they focus on the process, the result automatically takes care of itself. And this could be said in sales also. Many salespeople go out there focusing just on closing the deal, as opposed to the sales process to get the client to understand and purchase on their own accord. And this is something, fixed mindset in sales is really, really dominant, because sales is all about the result, right? We always want to get that result. We want to meet our quota or succeed our quota. And when we focus so much on the result and lose track of the process, we become a fixed mindset because we think that the result is a reflection of our sales ability, as opposed to looking at it as an indication of the process may need to be improved or tweaked, and that we can control that. We can actually control that process. So all this comes down to, to be a grandmaster, to be a master at what you do, because there's this neuroplasticity. And how neural pathways are developed is by thinking, or doing particular things over and over and over and over again. Now, this is good and this is scary, because think about how often you complain during a day. You are developing a neural pathway for complaining. And what is complaining? Complaining is finding things that are wrong. And when you create neural pathways, and this would be a fixed mindset, when you find things that are always wrong, you're always going to find things that are wrong, because you have developed the neural pathways to only find things that are wrong. Pay attention to this. The more you complain about anything, the more you're creating the neural pathways to find fault in everything. Now, when you find fault, then you're not living in true empowerment because now you're giving your power away to that person, the event, or the circumstance. But when you can find learnings in every event, then you have a growth mindset. Then it doesn't matter what happens. You will learn from it and grow and be able to handle whatever comes along next. This is important to understand. This is critical. And this is how you can shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. You can. So if you're a fixed mindset person, a really, really, really strong fixed mindset person, you're going to think, I cannot change. This is just the way I am. I can't change. I was just born a fixed mindset. That's it. That is your atypical fixed mindset person. However, we all have both of these in us. And so when we can get to the growth mindset and question ourselves going, what if I looked for 10 good things today and wrote them down and repeated them and looked at them, right? This is the purpose of a gratitude journal. This is the purpose of affirmations. This is the purpose of appreciation, is to find those good things in our life so we can rewire our brain, create new neural pathways so that we then can see the good in life. We can see the good that's happening around us. We can then learn from that. So this mindset can be developed. You can develop a growth mindset, but you have to pay attention, one, to your self-talk. What do you say to yourself on a daily and a regular basis? What do you say out loud or to yourself about people around you, about the environment, about the weather? Even if you complain about the weather, you're learning how to complain. You're finding the things that are wrong. And the more you find things wrong, the more you're going to find things that are wrong. And so we need to start to practice. You need to become a grandmaster at, you need to master your mind. You need to master your thinking so that you can control what gets in there and that you can control the outcomes in your life. So what I'd like to do is assign you an assignment this week, right, is look at your mindset. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to, instead of complain, find the beauty in things, find the learning in things, and do and find 10 things every day that are positive and helpful for you, and watch how quickly your mindset will change. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage, and remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.